have to know you are and the
other one. I'm Adrian Tucker's mother. And this is what I have to say. Adrian's life mattered to us. The impact that Jaden Johnson has caused great grief and has left my family devastated. The sleepless nights are too numerous for me and his brother and my family to even count. Adrian was a beloved son, big brother, and a friend. He always carried a big smile on his face. Adrian was a hardworking citizen who was at work making an honest living for himself and his family when your actions ended his life. Jaden Johnson, you flipped our entire world upside down on December the 22nd, 2023. I will never forget that date, nor what you did to my son. For you to assault before and killing Adrian shows that you have recklessly disregarded any human life. Your actions and behavior are a safety concern to the public and our community. The pain I feel is indescribable. I wish that I could wake up from this nightmare because that's what it is. The impact of your actions has caused physical and emotional aches, pain, depression, stress, and anxiety on my body and his brother's. Adrian helped me around the house and financially. You took that away and the things I once loved, like going to movies, family functions, and out to eat. Those were the things that Adrian and I enjoyed together as a family. He always wanted to go to the movies and out to eat with his mother. I kept Adrian's Legos and other toys when he was a kid because I knew one day that I would give them to his son or daughter to play with. Jaden Johnson, you stripped that away from me. Instead of witnessing Adrian's signature on a marriage or birth certificate, I received his death certificate. To tell my doctor that I cry every day and the pain won't go away is something that I won't want any parent or family to have to go through in losing a child the way that I lost Adrian. From Adrian's childhood, teenage years, and adulthood, I taught him that he has to be held accountable for his actions if he's done something wrong. Jaden Johnson, each time that I see you or your mugshot, you have a smirk on your face and shows no remorse in killing Adrian. I want you to know it's time for you to stop getting a slap on the wrist for your actions and be held accountable. 5 years is nothing. Adrian is the victim, but you're the one who's getting justice. No amount of time is enough for taking my son's life in the way that you did. You need to be sent to prison to serve your sentence. You receive the minimum of your time for your charge. Jaden Johnson, you can still see your family and say, I love you, and live your life. You did not give us or me the opportunity to say goodbye. And I love you to Adrian. I didn't get that. But you still have your family that you can say that to. So remember that. Now we never will. Enabling Jaden Johnson can cause more harm than help. Jaden needs to be held accountable for killing Adrian Tucker. Please consider the impact that Jaden Johnson has had on me and my family and his actions, which continues to impact us. Just remember, Adrian had goals and was working hard toward them, and he was even ready to go back to college to get his master's and to better his life and career. So Jaden Johnson, right now, you're the lucky one. Like I said, you still have your family, but we don't have Adrian. And here's a picture of Adrian in his work clothes and always smiling. That's what he do.
Yes, sir. I want you to put those in the record, but I also want you to make sure they're provided to the parole board for any time that he's considered for parole.
I'll make sure that happens. And there's another statement we'd like.
That's fine.
Thank
yes,
you,
ma'am.
Adrian was more than a nephew to me. He was like a son to me. And you, Jaden Johnson, took him away with your senseless, preventable act. Yes, you may be young, and some people may put that off as to the reason for your carelessness, but out of all the times I've seen you in court, never once have I ever seen any remorse from you for your actions. You can't imagine how your actions changed our family forever. No one is perfect, and no one is above the law. Adrian was a cherished son, brother, nephew, cousin, and friend, and you took away his future. I am very angry with you. The Bible tells us to forgive even our enemies. This is something that I struggle with in my spirit every day, because at this moment, I have not forgiven you. The Bible also tells us that if someone sins against us, for us to rebuke them. But if they truly repent and ask for forgiveness, then to forgive them. We have yet to receive that from you. So forgiveness is something that you will not have. You have caused us countless sleepless nights. I have pain so deep down in my heart and soul as a result of this. The pain you have caused our family is inexcusable. I hope you reflect on this and get some help with your possible anger issues, your drug and alcohol problems. You're young and you're still at an age where you can make a change. Please take this to heart. Make that change. I hate what you've done to our family, and I would never have another chance to see Adrian's big smile, hear his infectious laugh. I hate you right now, Jaden Johnson. I really do, and I know I'm not supposed to, but I do.
Your Honor, there's one more impact statement that I'll call Alan. I think the math is going to read on behalf of Jessica, Adrian's girlfriend.
I'm reading this letter on behalf of Jessica, her daughter, Kinley, the longtime girlfriend of Adrian. My love, Adrian, was killed in a car accident that never should have happened. He wasn't taken by fate or bad luck. He was taken because someone chose to drive recklessly, carelessly, under the influence of drugs and alcohol, with no thought of what could happen or who could be hurt. That one decision cost a beautiful life. It took my future, my best friend, and the man who held my heart. Adrian was my peace when life was loud, my laughter when things felt heavy, and my strength when I couldn't find my own. He was the only real father figure my daughter has ever had. He loved her as his own, and she loved him back in that same pure, unconditional way. You didn't just take a man from this world. You took away the heartbeat of our home. Since that day, his mother and I have had to tell each other we're going to be okay, even when neither of us believes it. We say it because it's all we can do to keep going. Some days it still feels impossible to get through. Adrian was such an impactful person. He was bright, bold, and full of energy. When he walked into a room, you felt his light, his warmth, his love, and his big smile. He loved deeply and unconditionally. When Adrian loved you, you never had to question it. He made sure you knew. People still talk about him every day. His coworkers, his friends, people he made laugh, even people he barely knew. That's the kind of person he was. Absolutely unforgettable. He made everyone's life better just by being in it. And now, because of your actions, that light is gone. What makes this even harder is knowing that you've shown no remorse. You've walked into this courtroom with smirks, with no sign that you truly understand the weight of what you did. Even after this tragedy, you still found your way into more trouble as if taking someone's life didn't change you at all. That's what hurts the most, that this didn't make you stop. Meanwhile, we're the ones left picking up the pieces. His mother, his brother, his family, his friends, my daughter, and even his dog. We all still feel this every single day. Every time a car goes by that sounds like Adrian's, the dog jumps up and runs to the door, waiting for someone who will never come home. At the end of December, days before the accident, Adrian had submitted his vacation days for the new year. He showed me the calendar, excited because we had plans to elope and take a cruise together. Those days were supposed to be the start of the rest of our lives. Instead, they're now days that haunt me. Reminders of what should have been but never got to happen. You took those days we picked. You took them from me. You took our future. Grief isn't something you get over. It's something you learn to carry. Some days, I still reach for my phone to call him before I remember he's gone. Some nights, I wake up expecting to see him next to me, and the emptiness hits me all over again. That's what you left behind, a pain that never fades. 5 years, that's what you get. 5 years for a lifetime of heartbreak. 5 years for the life of a man who gave nothing but love. It doesn't feel like justice. It feels like another loss. But this courtroom isn't the end of justice. This is a man's judgment, limited and flawed. True justice will come from God. And on that day, you will have to answer for every ounce of pain you caused, every tear we've cried, and every moment you've spent acting like this didn't matter. I'm trying to hold on to my faith because that's what Adrian would want. He'd want me to find peace even when it feels impossible. He'd want me to remember that love is stronger than anger. So I'm trying for him. Adrian, I know you hear me. I hope you know you're still my heart. You're still my reason to keep going. I love you for the rest of my life, and I'll live in a way that honors your love and your light. I'll carry you with me forever. So when this sentence is read, remember we don't get to walk away. We don't get a break from the pain. The real sentence is ours. You took away a man whose light, laughter, love, and protection. You didn't just take a life. You broke hearts, futures, and families. And I hope one day when you're alone and everything goes quiet, you finally feel the weight of what you did, because we have felt it every single day since December 22nd, 2023.
Your Honor, that concludes the victim impact statements. I'm going to submit these to the court, and I'll make sure that they're presented to the parole board.
Very well. Thank you. Your victim impact statements, ladies, are very eloquent and heartfelt. I hope the opportunity to participate in the sentencing process will give you some closure. All right, that concludes our business today. The defendant's already been sentenced. He was sentenced when I...
Judge, I believe you did sentence him.
I did sentence him. Okay.
State for the
yes, I did sentence him. I know I did.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Kemp, I need to see you, please.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.